Yeah, adversity is a commonality. It's the form of adversity. The difference was with each of us. I mean, you still got adversity.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there's a gal, I won't say any, I try not to drop too many names, but she recently was in my living room crying. She got diagnosed with me. I said, honey, listen, look at you. You're beautiful. You're standing up straight. You got, does this stay positive? You'll overcome this. This is adversity that, you know, that's your form. She's like, why me? The why me? I'm a victim. You can't take on that energy. Got to attack it, right?
Totally. And there's always a lesson to be learned from it, right? Like, don't you think when you look back on some of the times when you were just so wondering why you and how could it be so bad? And then you look back and you're like, man, I have so many things where I'm so grateful that it happened to me because it was such a wake-up call, you know?
Oh,
I'm such a much better person for, you know, some of the suffering I did because it was very sobering.
Yeah, and you get to feel the loved ones around you. And that experience is something that you, and it's temporary. You say that all the time. You're going to get through it.
Yeah.
And from it, you'll garner. Now, this is another sentence I really like in your book. Doubt is resistance. Faith is surrender. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because surrendering is another concept that you learn, that the more you surrender, the less you think you control, right? That's how I see it. The less you think you can control, the better off you are.